And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. Hotels Palmas de Cortez, Punta Colorada, and Playa del Sol in Baja's East Cape. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. I hope everybody had a great Christmas, and we have a Christmas gift for you today. Captain Brett McBride, the Shark Man from O-Search, is here in the studio to talk about the incredible adventures he experiences. This is going to be a great show, lots of good stuff to tell you about, and there's still fishing going on. So stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The offshore fishing this year has been nothing short of amazing. It's got a lot of San Diego anglers already dreaming about next year. Things may be cooling down a little offshore, but they're heating up at your San Diego County Ford dealers during the Dream Big Sales event. It's a great time to come in and check out incredible lease deals on Fusion, Focus, and Escape, or the big cash back available on America's favorite truck, Ford F-150, the truck of choice for San Diego fishermen. I've been driving a Ford truck for years, and I couldn't be happier with it. The technology is state-of-the-art. I can launch my boat with ease, and it's got all the room I need. And guess what else just started rolling in? The all-new 2015 Mustang. Just wait till you hear that throaty growl of that engine. It'll really get your blood pumping. December is traditionally a great time for two things: fishing in the bay and getting a great deal on a new Ford. So if you're ready to dream big and save big, don't miss the Dream Big Sales event. On now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Stop by today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Look, anglers, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in fishing, wouldn't you want purely the best equipment possible? You already booked the best boat in the fleet, so why not get the best gear? The new Shimano Talica 50 2-speed reel will exceed your needs. The Talica series is already nicknamed the Beast, but this is the king of them all. Power and torque unlike any reel ever produced, along with castable free spool, not found in a small reel till now. The Talica 50 2-speed has a narrower and taller design, an open top, along with an eye corrosion resistant cold forged frame. Side plates and spool that provides the angler an extreme long-range reel, lighter than any reel in this class. And when you have a reel like Talica 50, match it with the right rod. The 2011 iCast award-winning Therese Rail rods were designed specifically for this reel. Three rods in five colors and the 7 foot 4 inch length will push those cows off the side of the boat. Treat yourself to the best and experience how light and powerful long-range tackle has become. The new Talica 50 2-speed reel and the Therese Rail rods. Only at your local Shimano retailer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Back from a great holiday.
Yeah.
Ready to talk some fishing.
I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Did Santa Claus bring you everything you wanted?
Everything and more, yeah.
There
awesome.
You
had
go.
A great Christmas. How about you?
Right. Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And Captain Brett McBride, how about you?
Morning, Brett.
Had a great Christmas.
Santa Claus bring you a new shark suit?
I got a block target.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So since the last time on the show, you've had quite the adventures on OSearch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Why don't you fill us in on kind of what you... First of all,
yeah,
for
right.
our listeners that may have missed the last show that when you were on, several months ago, really, what are you doing now these days? Of course, you've been in the sport fishing fleet in San Diego for numerous years, and then you kind of set off on a new adventure, right?
Yeah, well, after the offshore adventure was over and stuff, you know, we started working with the sharks and tagging sharks, mostly white sharks. And, you know, we went down and we did Guadeloupe and all that stuff, and then we did Farallones, and we went down to South Africa, and we ended up with like 40 sharks down there, then came back up. We've been doing the East Coast for a couple years. And we have several white sharks around the East Coast right now, and pretty spectacular track lines on some of them. Stuff going all the way well north of Cape Cod.
That's what's been so much fun is, you know, when you say the track lines, being able to see, you know, you can log on the web, see where the sharks are moving and what they're doing, and that you guys make that information, you know, public. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's almost real time, you know, so the scientists don't just have it for themselves and years later they write a thesis about it. It's really right there for the, you know, for the public to see on a daily basis, and especially the kids. You know, we have a lot of this tracking information actually goes into an education system. So they're able to write a curriculum, you know, from kindergarten up through 12th grade or so. Right now I think it might be 6th through 8th or 9th. But, you know, for mathematics and geography, it's actually a STEM-based. So it's like science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But there's also geography and other stuff incorporated into it. So, you know, you have a kid that doesn't really like math, and instead of having to do a problem where, you know, Bob gets on a train in Washington, D.C. and goes to New York, and this is the speed and how long did it take.
Right.
And so, hey, let's go learn about sharks. And now you got their interest, and then you take, you know, do an equation with the shark tracker.
That's so cool.
That's neat. Why the sudden interest? So it's not sudden. It's been coming for a while in sharks over the world. There's all this worldwide interest in sharks, especially white sharks.
Well, yeah, there's been so much, you know, focus. Well, they've been getting killed wide open, you know, for the shark finning thing really took it. It's like you get these giant foreign fleets, and they're actually, you know, syndicate run, you know, and they'll come across the ocean, and, you know, they're just cutting the fins off and letting them go. Then there's other areas of the world that, you know, you don't need refrigeration. You can go out in a panga, and instead of being loaded up after you get six or eight sharks and have to bring them back for, you know, before you run out of ice and keep the meat good, you can just cut the fins off and stay out for a lot longer and never overload your little panga. So you have just a much larger fleet out there doing it. And you just we're just trying to educate people on, you know, look, this is the balance of the ecosystem of the ocean we're talking about. And you know, you look at some of the consequences of it, and, you know, if you start getting squid populations that rise too much because there's less pressure on them, then they'll come up every night, and they'll be eating the fry, and that fry is, you know, swordfish, marlin, tuna, dorado, wahoo, all that stuff. And if it was allowed to grow to maturity, it would also become a squid eater at some, you know, part of its life. And then so there's less pressure on the squid even more because there's less of those. And
wow.
So some areas of the world we're looking at, you know, it's like they're – people think, well, there's overfishing, you know, and that's causing this depletion in these other sport fish, but it's not. It's actually the squid getting them when they're fry. So.
Really? Wow. That's scary. Because how do you turn that around?
Well, education, I guess. You know, just try to educate the population and the people that are fishing. And
it makes such total sense, you know, but I mean, I've been fishing my whole life and you don't think about it that way, yeah.
Yeah. So so what are some of the latest adventures that now the boat's name is OSearch, right?
Yeah, OCEARCH.
OSearch. And there's a website.
Yeah, OSearch.org.
OSearch.org. So tell us about some of the most recent adventures. You've been telling me about them, and it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, we had a pretty interesting year last year. Well, we left the East Coast, and then we went down to Galapagos.
Just a short little jaunt to the Galapagos, you know.
Yeah, just a hop, skip, and a stumble to the Galapagos. But that was pretty, epic trip because we shipped it off of just sharks and we got to tag all kinds of other stuff. So
awesome.
Multiple species on sharks. You know, we got the tiger sharks and the Galapagos and black tips and that stuff. But we also got to tag, you know, some large tuna and wahoo and rainbow runners and skipjack and all this other stuff and trying to get an idea for how the whole ecosystem moves around and works together, and we had, you know, receiving stations that we'd drop in certain areas,
sure.
And so that was fun. I definitely liked the tagging the tuna.
What was the big tuna of the trip that you guys tagged? Do you think? I mean, I'm sure you don't put a weight on them because you put them alive, but
yeah,
what kind of fish are we talking about?
I mean, the ones that we got tags in, you know, 150s, 180s.
So cool.
You know, we had some other ones that you have to decide whether you think they're really healthy or not. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put a tag in them and waste the money on it. But we're using the platform still to do that. So getting them right over the top and putting them on a tarp and lifting them out of the water and put an internal tag
You're
in
taking like a 180-pound tuna, lift them out of the water, put a tag on them.
Yeah, sliding them over the platform.
How
and
cool is that?
Up on deck, yeah. So
pretty
that was fun. And then the wahoo, you know, we would – You want to have a glove on for both of those fish, you know, a rubber glove. You don't want to transfer any of your oils and stuff from your hand, even into the side of the fish, it turns out. So you pretty much get yourself gloved up and grundened up and lift the wahoo right out of the water and just drop them head first right in a tuna tube. You get a big, wide tuna tube.
Really?
And then their back end would be sticking out of there, and you'd have access to the belly cavity so you could put an internal tag in and drop them in. And that was the first time they've had any success. They've tried it several times in the past with no success, and we got
trying to satellite tag wahoo.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of them successfully tagged. Yeah.
And what'd you find out?
You know, there's still. I haven't even been talking to the scientists lately. I've been going from one spot to the next to the next. I'm like right now, getting ready to go to Australia. So we'll be in Brisbane and Cairns next month.
Wow.
And
where's the boat right now?
It's actually on a DYT yacht transport ship.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to go across in our own hull from Brazil. But we had work to do in the boat and some other things that we needed to take care of. So we made a deal with the DYT yacht transport. And we actually just left about 2 weeks ago. And it's on its way. It'll be arriving in Brisbane about the 15th.
So you put your ship on a ship and send it over.
Yeah, they didn't expect our size vessel when we pulled up. Well, you can't really tell from the pictures how big it is, and they hadn't done that size ship yet, but...
How do they get them on the boat? They flood. They flood the. It's almost like a dry dock for a giant naval ship.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing sinks out, and you drive right up on it, and they put several yachts up on there, and then they just float it back up, and they have divers in the water putting the chocks in place.
Wow,
it's pretty impressive thing
imagine.
To watch.
How big is Osearch? How big is your vessel?
It's 126 by 33.
Wow.
Yep.
That's on a boat.
Draws about 13 feet of water when we're full.
That's a beamy boat.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen in Brisbane?
We will do tiger sharks, actually.
Tiger sharks?
Yeah, tiger sharks and maybe a couple other species. But, you know, you think of white sharks when you think of Australia, but there's also quite a bit of stuff they want to learn with the tiger sharks, and the scientists down there were really receptive to our showing up and helping them out.
That's
there.
Cool.
So. That'll be my first time in Australia. I've never been to Australia before, so we'll be going from Brisbane to Cairns over the course of about a month.
Spending some time on the Great Barrier Reef, I'm sure.
Yeah, inside it mostly. It's going to be kind of frustrating for me at times, I'm sure. I'm not going to be on the outside there. But
you can't convince a scientist to put a tag in a 1,000-pound black marlin while you're there?
I'm just going to try to get my work done as fast as I can and have some extra time.
There you go.
Have some fun for myself.
Cruise around. So, tiger sharks versus great whites, two of the most fearsome creatures in the ocean, certainly. Which one would you rather be in the water with?
Whichever one had the most tuna around it, I suppose. you know, I think that the tiger shark probably. I think it's slower. I've been in the water with a lot of tiger sharks.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and I haven't really been with whites that I've seen. So
yeah.
Except for when I was in a cage. So I'm a little more comfortable with, I guess, with what you're familiar with.
Yeah, because you hear a lot of shark attacks, and a lot of them, especially in the tropical waters, like Hawaii and Australia and stuff, come from tigers, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely a decent percentage of them come from tiger sharks.
Yeah.
Do you think that's just because there's more of them, or they're in areas where people are at more often?
I think that's probably it. You know, I mean, and yeah, I think it's just approximately how many people are in the water with tiger sharks compared to with white sharks, I imagine.
Like the reason the best trolling feathers are a Mexican flag and the best marauder colors are purple and blacks, because that's what we're always trolling.
Yes, that's what
I do. Yeah, I don't think of shark attacks too much anyways. The percentage is so low, you know. I mean, I just...
You see a lot of... there's a lot of hype in the media today about shark attack. I was watching something on National Geographic Channel the other day about Surf Beach in Central California up near Lompoc, how every October, every other year, every even year, there's a great white shark attack there for the last, like, 4 years. And the drama of, like, are you going to go in the water in October of 2014? And
what are you crazy?
You know, it's the drama of it.
It's just all drama.
It's really so overplayed, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you think of the danger you go in just driving to the beach.
Yeah.
A thousand times more dangerous. Oh, and then you throw in texting on top of that. You're not nobody's afraid of that.
Oh, man. Yeah, way more dangerous. But what are the chances of being attacked by a shark in Southern California or even Central California waters?
No, it's not even, it's not even worth talking about. It's just like, okay, every now and then you get struck by lightning, you know.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that? I'd have to look at statistics, but I mean, it's not worth even worrying about at all.
Yeah, it's not a factor. And even if there were sharks, because they live here, you know, Lolly's relatives out fishing yesterday and were talking about sharks. And I said, well, they live here. This is where they live, right? But do we worry about them? No, I'd love to see them.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't stop me from surfing or spearfishing or anything else. I mean, it's the ones that we've worked with on the beaches, you know, when we were working off of Malibu and San Onofre and stuff, you would see an occasional 400-pounder, but it's still in its, you know, early stages of life where it's mostly concentrating on bait fish and skates and rays and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty small. And they just haven't really shifted over to an aggressive, bigger fish. You know, there might be a certain time of year when the pups are being dropped off and you have an encounter with a really mature animal. But for the most part, they're all juveniles.
Why is it that great whites like to collect in certain times of the year down at Guadalupe Island?
That's mating. We haven't proved it. We actually haven't seen them mating. That's the hardest thing to get is actual watching them mate or watching them give birth on camera somehow. But you could infer a lot from the other stuff. What animals, when you get males and females together and they're mature and then you do blood work on them and you find their hormone levels, and the scientists can tell from that whether they are ready to mate. And then you can actually find sperm in the claspers of the males. You just have all these little pieces to the puzzle. You put it together and you go, okay, well, this is most likely a mating spot. And then you put that together with when they leave, you know, the white sharks have an 18-month gestation period. So the males will return to the mating site every year and the females every other year if they got pregnant. And so then you see where they go, and they will swim offshore into like a safe area out in the middle of the ocean, and then spend a whole off year, you know, swimming around there. Then all of a sudden they'll beeline to some beach somewhere. So you can kind of put together the whole picture.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How crazy is it that the work that you guys have done is what unearthed that? I mean, these sharks have been around for millions and millions of years, and we didn't know that until you guys brought the boat down and started putting tags in them, and that's got to feel pretty darn cool.
Yeah. You got to give all the credit to the scientists that they deserve. So, I mean, we're just kind of facilitators. You know, we can help them make sure that we're able to catch them and keep them alive.
No, wait a minute. I've seen the TV show, man. I've seen you, like, hanging on to the jaws of a shark there and putting the tube down his throat and doing the dirty work, as we say. And the scientists are just kind of sitting there with their gloves on, you know. And
you can be as humble as you'd like.
Yeah,
we've all seen it.
Like, yeah, I've seen you doing
pretty cool.
So it's pretty amazing the heroics that you do with those sharks and keeping them alive and sustaining their life there while you're doing the research.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I mean, well, you know, the idea of catching a shark is not that hard, right? I mean, but actually doing it fast enough and without anything that can damage them, making sure you don't get a deep hooked shark, and then don't fight them too long. You don't want to bring them on too green either.
Right,
so I think some people have a misconception over how long we're having to fight them. You know, it's like you're hauling on them for 2 hours plus, and it's like, and these shallow water sharks, you know, we most of the sharks since Guadalupe have been in shallow water. You know, some of them are in like 9 feet under the keel, you know, like right next to the beach, and they have nowhere to go except for out along the surface. So you just do a boat driving maneuver, get out in front of them. If they make another run, get out in front of them again and put them in the lead, and they settle right in. They learn pretty quick. Okay, I can go this direction without being pulled on, and I can't go any other direction. So you just choose that direction as the direction back to the boat. So, we've had quite a few of these big sharks. I mean, you know, 4,000-pound sharks subdued or in a lead, a comfortable lead within 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So
for a 4,000-pound animal,
it's like, here, doggy.
Yeah. Then once they're in a lead back to the boat, then you could actually like feed them slack, and they're still just swimming behind the boat. They're not being pulled on.
Yeah.
You're just both going the same speed back to the direction you want to go.
Supposed to do.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about: sharks, lots of fishing. You get to go out fishing and do things while you're out in these things. Talk about some experiences that you've had there, and lots of fun.
Trust me, I just want to hear more about these big yellowtails. We'll talk all about that. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about today. Going to be a lot of fun, and we would love to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you want to join us, there's two ways that you can reach us on the show this morning. The first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 is open right now, or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. We got all kinds of great stuff to talk about today. Lots of fun, lots of stories, and we've also got a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's an AFTCO Alejos belt and a pair of those AFTCO long-range short pump fishing gloves. A really cool package, thanks to our good friends up at AFTCO. That's about a $140 prize package. That really nice AFTCO aluminum belt. Very
love
comfortable.
That belt.
Yeah, very lightweight, really good belt to wear. Anything from, you know, local tuna fishing all the way up to going to catching a good tuna, wahoo, that kind of thing. Really nice one. And then those AFTCO short pump gloves are awesome. Specifically built for fishing. The, you know, the four fingers left a little bit longer, so when you're kind of guiding your Spectra back on your big reel, it's got a little Kevlar insert so the Spectra doesn't cut through the glove.
Little thing in your finger.
That's
like
it. You know, and those guys at AFTCO, when they build something, they certainly put a lot into it, and they do it right. And it's a really cool prize. So, again, if you want to get your chance at that, get your chance to talk to Brett. Going to be a great show today. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventure's own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check CedrosAdventures.com for rates and more information. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we seem to be having some issues with toll-free lines. We have one going. Yeah. We don't know whether we have more than one going, but we do have our local lines for sure.
Yeah.
Which is 858-457-1090. So you want to get through, talk to the Shark Man, Brett McBride, talk about fishing. Talk about giant yellowtail. What's this?
Oh, dude.
You were fishing off the coast. How many people fish off the coast of Chile in South America and fish for giant southern yellowtail?
Yeah, actually, Chile was an amazing trip for us. You know, we left Galapagos and then went down to Chile, and we went down to Valparaiso, which is on the coast just to the west of Santiago. And
Would it be considered Patagonia?
Maybe just above it. I'm not sure where Patagonia starts exactly, but I think it's above it.
Okay.
So, off the coast there, a few hundred miles, you'll run into an island.
A few hundred miles.
Yeah. You get it way out there.
That's way out there.
The first island you run into is Robinson Crusoe Island. And then outside, another hundred and something miles outside of that is Alejandro Selkirk. And these two islands are spectacular. I mean, it's...
And nobody there, right?
Yeah. Well, Robinson Crusoe has a small town on it, but very small.
Yeah.
You know, just a little fishing town.
Is it owned by Chile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's spectacular yellowtail fishing there. But, I mean, Alejandro Selkirk, I think, was even better.
And that's so crazy.
That's like something out of Lord of the Rings. I mean, it's like this sheer wall cliff going up, almost like part of Guadalupe. But the whole island, and a pretty big island, is like that sheer cliffs with a couple valleys that you could kind of scale your way up into the interior of it. But the yellowtail fishing was unbelievable.
So yeah. Those big southern yellowtail like the news you catch in New Zealand, same kind of species.
Yeah, the grade of fish there was, I mean, I think out of a few hundred yellowtail for us, average about 48 pounds.
Average 48. And the big fish were?
80.
Oh
my. Yeah, and we lost, a lot of the big fish, so you don't know exactly what they were.
And what do you fish? How, you fish them the same way you'd catch a yellowtail here?
Yeah, I mean, we could fish them anyway. We were mostly doing that to catch more bait and more chum and then food because we actually were a little light on beef because they just had horse down there for us. So I was like, I'd rather eat the yellowtail every day. We were catching some of them on this bent butt in the rod holder. Most of the ones I hooked, I was sticking to the, I'd use my 9.5 foot stick.
Your jig stick?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it like pulling on a 70-pound yellow with a 9.5 foot jig stick?
It bends it.
It bends it.
Rod tip in the water. Just.
Not a mortal man would not be able to do that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just like to stick to it. I mean.
Stick to what you know.
Yeah, I like having that big stick in my hand. It's like a.
You're
lucky,
with, you're, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
and you said they bite surface iron, just the same.
They were eating everything.
Yo-yo jig, the same you'd fish at the Coronado Islands.
Yeah, once you get on a spot, I mean, it was like about, I'd say like 85% like bite ratio of cast per fish on, and that was on the surface and deep, and midwater, all the above.
Wow, what's the water temperature?
It was high 60s.
Oh, okay.
Mid 60s.
Kind of like fishing at home, you said.
It was real similar to Southern California. I mean, when you look at the foliage on land and just, I mean, there's lobster and abalone in there, too.
Wow.
It's really similar. So I think, I mean, if you love Southern California waters and Baja, I mean, it's just.
Head out to, what's the name of it?
Several hundred miles offshore Chile.
Robinson Crusoe.
Robinson Crusoe, yeah.
And Alejandro Selkirk.
There's probably not a regularly scheduled flight to Alejandro Selkirk.
They do have flights out there, but they've got some wind shear and stuff, so it's kind of risky. They've had a plane go down not too long ago, a few years ago, and it had an important person on there. And so when you talk to people about, hey, can we fly with somebody in or out, they're just like, they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Very dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah. So you weren't out there, obviously, to catch southern yellowtail. You were probably out there doing some research on sharks, right?
Yeah, we had white shark permits just because of the area in the world. You know, it's the right belt, right temperature of water. But we were also looking for mako sharks, blue sharks, and just kind of a multi-species study.
Yeah, all right.
But it was amazing how few sharks there were at the islands. I mean, with all the life in the water.
Yeah, right.
Our first drift at Selkirk was probably 10 minutes into the drift. We hung about a 400-pound mako, and it was like, oh, God, this is going to be great.
Here we go.
That shark, unfortunately, about halfway back to the boat, 45 minutes into walking it back to the boat, did a direction change and spit the hook on us. And so we went back out there and was like, okay, let's hang another one. And I mean, we didn't raise another shark at all for, the next week and a half.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, long days, right. heavy on the chum compared to what we would normally do, and just pounding it all over depths of water and everywhere else, trying to get the locals with any kind of local knowledge and going to
where are they?
Yeah, and they would tell us that there used to be lots of sharks there, and that they really had some, you know, foreign fleets came in there for finning, and really they think that's why they're all gone. Yeah.
Wow, sad.
That's awful.
Well, hey, Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna's on the line. Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, doing nice to hear from you. How was Christmas back there in Boston?
Santa Claus was very good to me.
Yeah?
Very good to me, Pete. He got me my boat. I got my boat. Done deal.
All right.
Congratulations.
I got my boat. I'm driving it from New Hampshire. I bought a 31-foot BHM. Beautiful boat. We're hauling it out, getting it all washed up and buffed and cleaned and ready to get going.
What?
I love it. I got it. It's already posted on my fan page, which is the Captain Paul Hebert page on Facebook. So people got to get on there and like it, and they'll see the videos I'll be posting. There's already a couple up already.
Wow, and that's what we're going to see on the show next season?
This is the new boat. This is it. It's going to be good. Now doors are going to really open.
I think doors are already open for you, Paul. So
yeah, but they're both going to open now. Now it's going to be all me, you know?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
No more running boats for people.
Are you going to have your brother on the boat with you?
I am going to have my brother on the boat with me. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, that'll be nice to have that. And you're going to be out here for the Fred Hall shows too, right?
I am going to be out there for Fred Hall. I guaranteed I'm going to be out there for the San Diego one. I'm working on my contract now so I can get there for the Long Beach show for a few days because we're contracted until March 17th, but I'm working in a stipulation where I need a couple days where I can get out there to the Long Beach show.
Wow. All right.
Hopefully it works out. And we're leaving January 5th to start filming North versus South.
That was
a really fun one to watch. Lots of action and lots of bites and a lot of fun.
Is that kind of weird for you going down there?
Say again?
Is that kind of weird, you going down there to a different ocean?
It's a different fishery, and it's wintertime in the Outer Banks. And now we're having a really tough time because the channel, that river, the bar we have to get over, has been all filled in, and the government's not dredging it. So now we have to take the green stick down, the outriggers down, because we have to go to the southern bridge. So you got to take everything down to get through it. So it's going to be pretty tricky this year.
A lot different. And of course, you're still sponsored by Maui Jim, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maui Jim are the best glasses I've ever put on my head.
There's no question about that.
Oh, there's no question. No question.
Yeah. Well, nice.
The best there is.
So nice to hear from you this morning, Paul, about the congratulations about the new boat.
Awesome.
And we're going to look forward to seeing that. And again, tell us on your Facebook page, right? Captain Paul Hebert?
Yep. It's the fan page, the Captain Paul Hebert page. Just go on there and like it and share the videos that I'm posting.
All right.
I'm going to be posting a lot of videos. So there's a lot of good stuff going on now.
All right. Well,
I got the clothing line, the Wicked Paul Gear clothing line. Everything's going to be under the search engine of Wicked Pissa. So here we go.
All right. So Wicked Pissa, just do a search for that, and you'll find all the things that are related to Paul Hebert there for Wicked Pissa.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get out there. This year is going to be a big surprise. I'm trying to get Captain Marciano to go on another boat, and him and I have like a face-off out there for one of the Friends of Rollo trips.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
I really would like to challenge him and have him go out with another boat in a group with him and a group with me. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're looking
at a lot of fun.
Like that June time period again, right, for that?
Perfect. June would be perfect for us.
Yeah,
but we do have to try to lock down a date, so I want everyone to brainstorm and try to get this going. It'd be good for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds like
it'd be
fun.
A win-win for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And last year when you did that trip, you raised a lot of money for Friends of Rollo, taking kids
we
fishing.
We did. And that's what's nice. That's one big door that has opened for us. We get to help people, and it's a big thing. We're heartfelt to be able to do something like that.
Well, good for you, Paul.
Yeah,
appreciate
awesome.
It very much. It's Captain Paul Hebert, hopefully, hopefully we'll get you while you're down in San Diego. We'll get you in the studio, okay?
Absolutely, Pete.
All
absolutely.
Right. We'll look
forward
to
I'll have
to
a whole book of stuff I'll have to tell you all about.
Oh, boy. All right. Can't wait to hear
behind the scenes.
It. Yeah, can't wait to hear it, Paul. Captain Paul Hebert, hey, Happy New Year to you, Paul, and we're going to look forward to seeing you in Southern California. Thanks for keeping us posted on what's going on with you.
You got it, guys. Take right. care,
thanks,
man.
Paul.
Thanks.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to find out what's going on down south. It's time to find out what's biting out there. Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, long range, or from your private boat trip. Nobody does it better than Fisherman's Processing. And if you want to be on the road just minutes after your trip returns, you can pre-book your processing order before you depart. Don't settle for anything less with your fish. Let Fisherman's Processing take care of your catch on your private or sport boat trip. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. And let's start it off with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Man, that's a hard act to follow, man.
Yeah, Captain Paul, are you kidding me?
From Gloucester.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, listen, I don't know what's going on down south, but I think all this holidays, you know, being with family, fiestas, you know, New Year's coming up. I didn't get any reports this week. So anyway, I think we ought to talk about travel rods. You know, there's a lot of great things that have happened in that particular market, the travel rods. You know, you got Phoenix Rods is a really good travel rod, three-piece. I think it's about 28 inches. When you put all the pieces together, it'll fit in just a check-in bag, and it comes with a nice hard case. Daiwa, making both a conventional and a spinning travel rod, three-piece, about the same size. And, of course, Shimano, I'm not Shimano, but Okuma is making a couple of nice travel rods, three-piece, and they're coming in conventional and spinning. Phoenix hasn't quite developed the spinning outfit, but let me tell you, those things all work good. Like, you can put a lot of pressure on these fish. Any of the fish that I want to catch, I mean, you know, up to 100 pounds, I don't think there's much problem. I haven't really tested them on anything bigger, but they definitely work very well, and you don't have to worry about that rod tube and,
checking it in
the airlines and having to pay anywhere from, you know, 75 to 100 bucks each way to take that rod tube. So
yeah, the other thing too, Cass, is I know when Bill Boyce was on the show a few weeks ago, he brought in a series of travel rods that are built in England that he's been promoting. I can't remember. Was it Fox, maybe? But they were pretty impressive. We went out in the parking lot and pulled on some of those. Those were pretty impressive. So
I've got a couple of those G. Loomis Escape Series.
Oh,
rods.
The Escape Series.
Yeah,
rods.
I love them. I mean, they fit, you know, like say, fit in a hard rod tube, throw it in your duffel bag, go down to the beach in Baja or something, you know, put a spinning rod on there, catch small tuna, rooster fish, things like that.
Yeah.
I really like those.
For
things.
Lighter tackle, there's nothing like that G. Loomis Escape.
Yeah, I've got, matter of fact, Jimmy Welch, my buddy there in Los Mariles, I took him a Phoenix Blank three-piece, and he made me a spinning Phoenix, and it's good. It's rated up to 50 pounds. And, I'll tell you, I can't wait to try that. I'm taking it down on the pesca trip.
All right.
In February. Okay. So I'm going to put that one under duress, as I did my Daiwa rod last year. You know, I was catching 70, 80-pound tuna on the Daiwa spinning rod, which really surprised me. It's got great backbone, and it just happened magnificently.
Well, we're going to call you our resident expert on travel rods as things go on here, Cass, because you do the travel. And any spots available on upcoming trips to go fishing with Cass Tours?
No, but unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, we have we sold out the pesca trip, and, you know, kept guys calling me on that. But we've got next year's trip booked for early April in 2016. Also, our Pesca Panama trip is full in June. If I have enough interest and people want to go, I'm thinking about taking that week before. the June 23rd trip. So that would be
Christmas Island.
Yeah, Christmas Island. Yeah. So anybody that's been thinking about going and heard we're full, if I get enough interest, I'll take that week before, and unfortunately, that'll mean I'll have to stay 2 weeks.
Oh, darn, Kath.
Well, I know that was I must have done something right, because that's what Santa brought me this year, was a brand new pair of those Sims Reef sneakers for Waden when we go on that Christmas Island trip, Cass. And I can't wait to come fishing with you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a kick, and I can't wait myself. That's always probably now my number one trip that I do. It's just so fabulous.
Oh, it is cool. A great trip. Hey, anybody want to come fishing with Cass Tours? We always recommend you. How do we do that, Cass?
800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casstours.com. Or if you want to talk more on those travel rods, give a call. I'd be glad to tell you all the good things about them. And if there's any negative, which isn't too much, because, like I say, these rods are incredible what they're building nowadays.
Indeed. Hey, Cass, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right. Next Saturday will be next year.
That's true.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You want
to talk to Brett. You want to get through again. We have some issues with the toll-free line, but 858-457-1090 open right now.
Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bruce, thanks for getting us started with the phone calls this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I had a question for Brett about the hammerheads we saw this year. There was abundance of them. Is that normal, or is it just due to the conditions?
Here local?
Yeah, here locally. Wow.
Yeah, that's typically water temperature. You know, I mean, it's like when I'm fishing, you know, typically when you're out there looking and you're seeing mostly makos and blues and stuff like that in those cooler temperatures, and then as it comes up and you start seeing more exotics, then you start seeing that high dorsal sticking out of the water more.
You were probably traveling a lot this year, but boy, for us local, I'd never seen hammerheads like this. I mean, just absolutely corroded, you know, in the tuna grounds this year. I mean, and it got to the point where that was one of the things that you'd get little balls of yellowfin on those hammerheads all the time, and it got to the point where you're sweeping around with the glasses and you see that big triangle. It's like, okay, it's about to be on. And
they have a big fin.
Guys would literally just pull up and pull the boat out of gear and start throwing a little bit of bait and start catching tunas with them.
Yeah, no, the hammerheads. Then they got that big, like you said, that big tall fin sticking out of the water. You got to see some of those great hammerheads.
They get bigger than that?
Oh, those great hammerheads have dorsals that stick a couple feet out of the water.
No kidding. You know, sailboat.
15 feet.
Yeah, wow. In that shallow water, like when we were up in Boca Grande and we were trying to do tagging on the bull sharks and hammerheads, and, you know, we would, all of a sudden you'd see a hammerhead coming like 2 feet out of the water just charging in on your bait.
How
and that's,
cool.
It's so impressive looking. But yeah,
is that, that's in Florida?
Yeah, that was in Florida, Boca Grande, Florida. Yeah. But yeah, this is, when I think of, seeing them up here, it's usually when the water temperature gets warmer and you start catching more yellowfin and dorado and stuff.
That's cool. That's what we have this year.
Yeah.
The hammerheads, when you guys are doing the tagging project, do they pose any different issues? I mean, obviously, they got a strangely shaped head, mouth. I mean, does those pose any problems to you?
Yeah. Actually, they do. That's a good point, because it's the shape of their body. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're a more fragile shark in general.
They are.
Yeah, they don't handle the stress as well as other sharks do. So you got to be really careful with them. You want to make it quick and do minimal amount. And then you also have, in some of those areas, like when we were in Boca Grande, the water's about 90 degrees and the air temperature is so hot. And so you got a factor that it seems like that might be a part of it. But the shape of their head, you're right. If when they spin, you can't just take the line and put them in a lead and get them and have the leader come off of his face every time it does a spin, and keep and go back to a nice clean, from you to the corner of the mouth, it gets stuck behind their hammer. So then if you have that happen too much, now you got to pull up and unwrap the shark. Now you're adding more stress to the shark. So it poses a couple of different problems.
Those are weird creatures.
Yeah, they're so cool, though.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They really are.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Bob Fletcher, good morning, Dart.
Good, Pete, Rick, and Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Pete, I wanted to call and give you a little update on our upcoming 22nd annual Fish Across the Border program.
Okay.
This is happening in early January, and this year we're going to be donating 224 cases of canned yellowfin to the Ensenada Rotary, as well as $2,500, and we'll be handing out food bags to the needy in the second weekend in January. And this is something where the Sport Fishing Association and San Diego Rotary have teamed up to help Ensenada Rotary feed the needy down there, and it's been a really positive program. We've got lots of good feedback. It's really, I think, showing the Mexican government that we're interested in trying to give back. So just if any of your listeners are interested, it'd be great if on their upcoming long range trips they catch a tuna excess to their knees, they could donate it right through Fisherman's Processing. Sean and Rosie have been terrific on helping us, and it's been a very good program. So just want to pass along, it's been going on every year since 94, and this will be our 22nd annual trip to Ensenada.
Wow, that's good awesome, for you, Dart. That's really fantastic. And if you catch a fish, you come in from a long-range trip, you have excess tuna, say, I want to donate, just give it to Fisherman's Processing. Sean and Rosie will make tab of it. And that will go to cans to feed the needy in Ensenada, Mexico, which doesn't hurt our relations with being able to fish that fish in their waters, too. Certainly,
yeah,
is a
absolutely.
Show of good gesture.
You bet, Pete. It's been a great program, and the Ensenada Rotary is a really a terrific group of guys to work with, and they really go out and do it right. They find families in need. They give them a ticket. Then on Saturday in January, we come to the area. They give us the ticket. We give them food bags. We give them blankets. We give them toys for the kids. We give them diapers for the babies, infant formula. It's really been a help to those families, and it's been a great positive example for the Mexicans that we're trying to give back.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Dart, so we sure appreciate that. Are you going to be doing that the second week in January? Fish across the border, just tell Fisherman's Processing, tell them you want to donate and help the cause.
That's it, Pete. Hey, Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you. All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more great stories, more great fishing information, too. You stay tuned. You want to get through, only line open right now, 858-457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When customers return, you must be doing it right. At least, that is what we believe on Royal Star. This is Captain Tim Ekstrom. My partners, Randy Toussaint, Brian Sims, and I will not only take you to the finest fishing destinations, but we deliver the highest quality RSW product, pioneering the finest fresh fish storage system in the San Diego Long Range Fleet. Royal Star has a limited number of openings on our year-round schedule, with most anglers returning year after year. If you want to fish with the best, make your reservation now on Royal Star. Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764. We look forward to fishing with you.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This fishing season, you can get your hands on the edge the top pros like Steve Lasley and Jim Kingsmill use to catch more fish. A pair of the new Fraser Optics Bi-Light Gyro-Stabilized Binoculars. This next-generation lightweight 14x40 gyro-stabilized binoculars are ideally suited for any offshore fishing adventure. And when you get them from GyroPros.com, it comes along with the personal assistance from professional captains like Steve and Jim. GyroPros.com is your direct link to Fraser Optics, not a mass retailer with thousands of products. GyroPros.com specializes in making sure you get the right binocular to help you catch more fish. And now, if you use the code HOOKUP at checkout, you save $100 on a pair of the new Fraser Optics Super Lightweight Bi-Light Binoculars. Check it out! GyroPros.com. Use the code HOOKUP at checkout and get $100 off a fishing tool that could be more important than your meter this summer. That's GyroPros.com. Enter the code HOOKUP and save $100 on the amazing Fraser Optics Bi-Light binoculars. You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztec.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, so my wife, I took relatives out yesterday fishing, and we had a good day, and Lolly, my wife, said, when are you going to talk about it? I said, well, I don't know. I'm going to talk about it on the show sometime. She's like, no, I need time.
Well, you
so if I want to eat tonight, I've got to talk about it right here as close to 7:45 as possible.
Well, and you had a lot better than just a good day yesterday. Keep in mind, this is December, it's December 27th. You know?
Yeah.
You had better than just a good day.
Got my brother-in-law, Billy, and his son-in-law, Dan, wanted to go fishing. So we took a look at the weather. Decided yesterday was a good day to go try it out.
On the fish dope?
Yeah. Took a look at fish dope. Talked to Danny, too, and found out that 270 area off of Mission Bay had a little bit of yellow on it. Not much, you know, maybe ones, twos, but good rockfish fishing and,
sure,
you know, some opportunities. So we got out there. There was a few boats out there and started catching the right. Billy immediately he caught a nice lingcod, and then we started catching some reds and some bocotch and, you know, and then all of a sudden I look over and Billy's like pinned to the rail.
He said rod tip going in the water.
Yeah, the water with a Talica 16 with 80-pound Power Pro, you know, 50-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon pink.
Okay.
He was getting bit on that Seaguar fluorocarbon pink. You know, it's 270 feet of water, you know. Who knows if fluorocarbon makes a difference, but whatever. I'll just throw that in there.
It did not work.
Yeah, it did not work. Anyway, see that he's got the thing basically locked down on like a 20-plus pound yellowtail.
You mean drag lever?
Drag lever fully locked down.
Didn't stop at a strike.
Didn't stop. Yeah,
that's funny.
So, but we ended up getting the fish. It was a nice, like 20-25 pound yellowtail. Very, very nice.
Cool.
Beautiful deep water yellowtail on the dropper loop. Small sardine. We got it at Everham Brothers. Then he hooks another one. And then he hooks another one. I mean, he was like red hot. So,
how cool.
Needless to say, we ended up hooking seven, got six.
What an awesome
right
day.
Right in the same spot there yesterday, all in that 20-pound grade yellowtail. Both Billy and Dan got to pull on California yellowtail, first time ever catching California yellowtail. And they were pretty stoked, needless to say, and they got to see how hard a fish really can pull compared to a trout or or a walleye or a northern pike or something like that. They're from the Midwest, so they did a great job. They
that's awesome.
They hammered down and pulled on the fish and did a fantastic job. So congratulations to them.
Yeah,
and congratulations to fishdope.com, because I'm telling you, the numbers came right off of fishdope.com. I got same number as everybody else that subscribes to fishdope.com. gets right there and drove right to the spot and
went
got
six,
lucky.
6 for 7 on yellow the day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas.
How cool is that?
3 of them on yo-yo, 4 of them on dropper loop sardine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool day.
We had some squid, too, and they said that they were catching them on some fresh dead squid, but we never hooked it. We hooked some rockfish and stuff like that. But and we had, you know, reds last night for dinner, and we have a link. I mean,
life is good,
man.
They're
taking a lot of fish
fresh
hamachi
back to the Midwest.
Indeed.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, look who's on the line. Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, buddy. It's a good show again.
Thank you.
Hey, got a question for Captain Brett. Was down in Cedros a little while back doing yellowtail fishing, and we came across a couple of smaller blue sharks.
Uh-huh.
The yellowtail were just pestering the heck out of these two sharks. Kept roll, you know, pushing them up to the surface and pushing them around. And actually, that's how we got several of our yellowtail. We'd see the blue sharks, and then the yellowtail come up and start pestering them. Do you, you know what would cause that?
Yeah, you know, I've seen that several times and in the same area. Cedros and Bonitos is where I've seen it the most. And when I've seen it close up, it's actually them pounding on their stomach until they puke. And then they're eating the regurgitation when they would pound on, all of a sudden the shark spit stuff up, and they'd go and eat that. And that's what I think is going on. I think they're just, I don't think it's like get out of here. I think it's more like I'm hungry and the shark's got something in its stomach.
No way.
Like, almost like the seagulls do, you know.
Whoa.
That's wild.
You talk about a scavenger. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a major.
That's a bad SOB if you're going to mess with a shark until it spits everything up, take it out. That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you're chucking an iron on a shark and ending up with a yellowtail.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Yeah, that was the great part is, you know, you'd see the shark and then the yellowtail come up, start pestering the heck out of it. You'd pull up on it, toss an iron on the surface, and bang, it was game on.
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, that it's something that I've seen several times and it's always been in that area. You know, I mean, I guess I'd seen it once when I was younger at the Coronados, and then, you know, when I saw it again, the first time I was like, oh, I think I know what's going on there. Then, you know, a couple of times later, I really got a good look at it from up above, and it was pretty cool. They're just one after the other pounding on its stomach.
Is it only blue shark that they're pounding on? They're going
every
after
every time I've seen it, it's on a blue shark. The blue shark looked like he just didn't know where to go. Just like couldn't get away from him.
Wow. Amazing.
That's crazy.
That's cool, Sherm.
Yeah, great story.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you guys. Grandkids are in town. Got the 7-year-old out for lobsters the other night. We did pretty good, so he had a blast.
That's cool.
You ate lobster for Christmas?
You bet. You bet. He's taking some back to Arizona with him. So.
Oh, very good. All right, Sherm. Thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you.
All right.
Have a good one, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sherm. All right, well, let's jump into the phone. Try that toll-free number with Shane. Gave us a call from Shane from Long Beach on that 877-792-1090 number. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you take over the Paul Walker stuff, or is your stuff all on your own?
Well, you know, Paul Walker just did two trips with us, I guess, a few years ago now. So he came on he was really interested in the ocean and in sharks, and he reached out to Chris, you know, my boss, Chris Fisher. And just asked him if he could be a part of it. And, so we had him out there as a guest and, you know, he'd come out in the boat with us and help us pull on a couple sharks and just be there. And it was kind of, you know, part of our operation is to spread the word, you know, reach out to people. And he obviously had that, ability to reach out to a whole different demographic of people and many more. So, it worked for us for a while. He actually continued to work with Michael Domeyer, the scientist that we were working with at the time. And they did some more good work on the aside from O-Search. But, yeah, he was a great guy to have on the boat.
That's cool.
All right, very good. And now is the TV show still going?
The TV show is not going. You know, TV was something that was, you know, science and television kind of a little bit like oil and water.
Right.
It worked for us for a while in order to get the funding to keep things alive and keep it going. But, you know, you have to keep the respect of the scientific community. And it's hard to do that when you have a ratings-driven show, and they want drama. They want me and Chris to fight and me to fire my crew members. And, you know, I got good crew members. I'm not going to treat them poorly just for ratings. And, you know, so...
You don't want to turn into a Wicked Tuna kind of thing?
Well, I'd like to be doing what they're doing. I'm not saying I wouldn't want that. But for us, you know, it changed into something better for us. You know, we have Caterpillar as our primary sponsor, and they weren't asking us to do anything crazy like that. We would... you know, they're just giving back to some green causes. You know, they have a bad reputation sometimes amongst certain communities as far as, you know, having big machinery and stuff like that. So they gave quite a bit of money back to green causes like this, and we're one of the ones that they chose to invest in. So
appropriately.
Makes perfect sense. It's marine environment, you know, everything, you know, that's great motor and gen sets and everything for what you do, and then giving back to the scientific community. I mean, that's a perfect fit for everybody.
Yeah, we have all Cat engines on the boat before we even hooked up with them. So we have 3412s as our main propulsion, and we have 3 generators that are all Cat generators as well. So they came in there and did a rebuild for us and put in new generators for us before we went to Australia. I mean, before we went to South Africa. So it's been a really good partnership with Caterpillar, and we don't have to be doing a drama, you know, based television show anymore, which to me, I was just over it, especially when you're doing something where the science is so real and you get a certain amount of people, bloggers and stuff, going, oh, this is all about ratings and getting famous and rich. And believe me, we're not getting rich, I'll tell you that. Because I barely have enough money to maintain the boat properly. And the fame part is like, come on, none of the guys on our boat even wanted to be on TV. Having that thing in your face all the time was, just distracting. But,
yeah, distracting from your work. But the cool thing was that we got to see what you're doing. We got a taste. So are some of those videos still available? Yeah. Do you stream them online at all?
I said that having a camera in my face gets distracting. We still have cameras, and we're filming everything. Part of it's just for document what we're doing, scientific-wise. But we also make, a 3 to 5 minute video every day. So, and it's real time. You could basically watch what we're doing that night and feel part of it. You can actually, reach us on Facebook or in some other format and say, hey, look, I'm from that neighborhood. Have you tried to fish over here? Or here's what I've noticed in the past. And it actually helps me.
That's awesome.
To be having people call in and give me information on their backyard, because I'm never really in my own backyard anymore. I'm trying to figure it out as I go. So, people like, nowadays people like to be, they don't like that really long television show with the commercials. They're real quick. 3 to 5 minutes is about what you got their attention for.
Sure.
And they like the real time, so they can feel like they're part of it. And I think it just works out better for all of us.
And where does one go to see that? You said on your Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on our, there's a YouTube channel, OSearch, OCEARCH YouTube channel. So you can follow all our videos, or you can go on to the OSearch Facebook page, osearch.org. You can get on our website.
Yep.
You can have access to all those videos that we make. And so
okay,
we're still
up. It's OCEARCH. OCEARCH.org is the website.
Yeah, it's Ocean and Research combined. But
Ocean and Research, yeah. That's the whole idea.
That's right.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call, Shane.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to check in with Catch Reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Are you planning an East Cape fishing vacation? Well, it would be wise to first visit this great website, VanWormerResorts.com. This is the site for Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Villa de Cortez. For decades, the Van Wormer family has offered old world Baja hospitality with all the modern amenities, plus some of the best fishing on the planet aboard the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico. Now you can plan your Baja vacation quick and easy at VanWormerResorts.com. Check out all the boats in the fleet. Get details on the captains and crew, as well as the cost and availability. At VanWormerResorts.com, you can take a virtual tour of the rooms at Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and the Villas de Cortez, as well as the beautiful grounds. Check the cost of various packages and even book online. See the restaurants and meal plan choices. You can even see the current fishing conditions or pick the time of year that you can target a particular species. When you are ready to book your Baja vacation, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest hotels and fishing.